Richard spent many years working on the railways as a porter and then a guard. But he spent the past 11 as chaplain for North West Railways, which means looking after train and tram staff as well as transport police. But how did he get the nickname of the Flying Vicar?
When I first went to Metrolink, somebody got the short straw and was given the thing of taking the vicar around. And he'd arranged to meet one of his friends, and he'd just gone to the other end of the mess room but was a bit loud, and I heard him say, "Oh, I'd love to come, but I can't because I'm stuck with this damn Flying Vicar. I've got to show the idiot round." And I thought, well, compared to some nicknames, I'll probably end up with Flying Vicar's not a bad one. And actually, it sums it up, because you can be in any spot at any time. It's almost become a trademark, really.
The area he covers is from Carlisle down to Crewe in length and across as far as Buxton, with a flock of around 10,000 people. Every day is different and can include travelling to remote signal boxes.
I went to see the chap and I walked in. The next train was an hour and 45 minutes later. It was on the Settle Carlisle line. And he said to me, "Chaplain, oh, no time for them. Don't want to know." So I said, "Yeah, OK, may I make a brew and just go and sit and wait for my train?" He said, "But it's not for an hour and three quarters." I said, "Well, yeah, but if it's not convenient to make a brew, I'll just go and say, no, make a brew, sit there." And from somebody who didn't want to talk for the next hour and 45 minutes, he shared some things from his life, and boy, did he test my Bible knowledge. And the net result was that at the end of it, as I left, he stood at the door and he said, "See you again, Richard."
And he offers a shoulder to cry on in the face of tragedy, helping those affected by fatalities on the tracks.
When I was a guard, it happened to me. So it gave me that unique insight. At that particular time, it's a massive overwhelming of your senses. So normally you make the contact straight away. I normally contact within an hour. Then I'll leave it a couple of days to let the dust settle, for want of a better way of putting it, and then I'll recontact. But I do it, if you will, erratically, so that I know what shifts they're on, but they don't know I'm coming. Because you know yourself, if you've got an appointment, it puts you on edge. Whereas if you can say, "Oh, hiya, sit and have a brew," and then slowly but surely, they just pour. And that's the best thing. When it happened to me, my wife said, "What do you want me to do?" I said, "Just give me a cuddle." And sometimes we are there for that psychological cuddle.
But Richard's role also includes holding weddings and funeral services.
I have done a wedding blessing on a train between Leeds and Manchester. And there have been some unique ways for funerals. A member of staff died suddenly and he'd put in his last wishes that he wanted his ashes firing from a rocket off the railway platform. It was done. It's so hard to put into words just how, in some ways, just how lucky you are with a job like this. There are more highs than there are lows, that's for sure.
This is a service to Piccadilly. The next stop will be Piccadilly, where this service terminates.